not have shared with you. But those things are at the back of my mind. The environment that raised me, that we fight for everything. So the competition mentality is that I may have been raised in a barracks. And so you need special wisdom to be able to tell me, because there was survival of the fittest. And though I look polished, I look educated, I look talented, I look whatever, the effect of the environment that birthed me is still residual. And it's just a little trigger. And I'll show you where I came from. Okay? And that my upbringing could have been such that I had been shipped from one house to the other, or even my parents. They were very wealthy. They were so sound. They were everything you could. But then there was no time given. So I'm a person that is devoid of love. I'm a person that I had everything going for me, but I didn't have attention. I didn't have affection. So now you are coming to want to be the head, to want to get me in. But I'm still struggling because of where I'm coming from. Can I trust what you are doing? Because the effect of where I'm coming from is still is staring me at the face. And in my subconscious, I'm hearing. And then, you know, so now the quality of the players in marriage determines whether you see what I said earlier as competition or collaboration. When you are done with the quality of the players, the pattern of play. The pattern of play requires that you fish out your opponent and understand their pattern of play. Because if you do not understand, no two marriages are the same. You may have a person who is married to a wife like you stated here. You have a friend who is equally married and the wife does A, B, C, D. And you want your wife like that. No, it doesn't work like that. Pattern. Quality is one thing. Pattern of play requires that you know the strength of the opponent. And so who are the opponent to your good marriage and financially understanding marriage that you want to create? Sit down and talk about it. What are the possible things that can challenge the mindset of a person and bring the person to seeing this marriage as competition and not collaboration? I repeat it again. Because if you sit me down and I understand you, and you understand me, that understanding will weave something that brings us to a place of knowing that we are a team. We are not competitors. And that competition mindset will be eroded. But it doesn't happen overnight. You may not be able to handle it all by yourself, but you can get help. So what am I saying? I know that there are so many, the Gen Zs, so many of them that come in with competition. They want to prove who is on top and all of that. It's lack of knowledge and ignorance. And that should be sorted out before marriage. There are things that should be sorted out before marriage. Because if you wait, those dysfunctional tendencies will be used as weapons against a fantastic marriage that could have properly been managed for the greatest result. So I always encourage intense premarital exposure to knowledge and wisdom. And that digs out a lot about a person. Let me tell you something. You are not the man that wears the shirt and the trouser in front of me. You are a culmination of a lot of things. And so when you meet a woman is a culmination of a lot of things. And let me be bold enough to say this. So many women have been broken. So many girls were broken before they were married. And so most of these clamoring for notice and all of this, the competitiveness, they are not competing against you. It's about the backlog of trauma that may not have been resolved. And they are looking for the next victim to lash on. That's the woman's perspective I'm bringing on board now. Most women may have been violated, may have been abused, may have been molested, may have been talked down on, may have been considered inconsequential. And so you see a very beautiful, glamorous woman, but you do not know the content, that what you are seeing may just be the container.
How do we know the content? The content. How do we know that?
How do you know the content?
Yeah.
Content. I love this. Okay. How do you know the content? It takes time.
See, I just met a girl right now. I met her many years ago. What process should I go through to know the content?
First of all, meet the person with the mindset of friendship. Number two, seek for opportunities to create trust that you are not coming as one of the bandwagons of people that had abused her one way or the other. Okay? And that will go through rigorous testing. She will test you. There are certain actions she may put up. Oh my God, I love this now. Okay, so let me address men and bring a little bit of knowledge to some men who, to all the men that are watching this episode. Don't add to the statistics of men that abuse women, because you actually produce them worst out of these women. And there are most of them that have been broken and wounded. So how do you now let get back the content? This is water in this cup. This cup is so beautiful, attractive. It's not breakable. So you know that this can survive whatever storm. If it drops, you'll pick it up and all this. But there's a content that is inside this glass. It came crystal clear with water. But this water now doesn't look like water again. The color is either deep red or deep blue or deep green. Something had infiltrated this glass of water. How do you clean it? How do you clean this water now and get it to be purified? The first thing to consider is the fact that you must not add to whoever tainted the color of this water. And so you need to work on yourself and gain knowledge as a man, a brother or a sister. And the best option is be a brother that cares truly for the soul of this woman. Because she's going to put you through tests and then she's going to be looking for what other people came to add to her life, which destroyed her and brought her to this place. So can you protect her interest by not adding to the pain of the past and actually letting her know? And let me say this because I have a check as I'm saying this now. There are some women who, because of their brokenness, immediately you come, they have already concluded you are one of the people that have passed her path before. So already they know that you are coming to do what Jack did. You are not different. All men are, you know what they call it. I don't want to use that name. But prove a point that you are not one of them, that you genuinely seek their interest. Don't say much, but expose her to a life that she knows that you are not coming to add to the already existing pain, but you are coming to pull her out of her pain and you're going to be patient with her. So when she throws tantrum, slow down and don't be quick to judge and condemn. Afterwards, engage her and find out. And maybe you can say, oh, I don't have all it takes to correct the abnormalities I've noticed. In your subconscious, you say that. But I have somebody I can introduce you to. Will you mind that somebody speaks to you? Because I sense that you're carrying a burden and all of that. So cleaning the content principally requires patience from the men folk. And most men may not have that time.
Mama Kathy, based on what you have just said, I have made a conclusion in my head that not every person can get married.
That's a brilliant summation. I'm telling you. But if they don't get married, if
we are saying that we have to go through all of this process, be married, stay married, then I have just heard you and I'm saying that not every person can do this because it comes with a level of consciousness that most people are not prepared.
I believe what you just said. I've heard you. I believe you. But you know what? When you conclude that most men, if they want to go through this laborious process, will not be willing to get married, the issue is what society are we going to bequeath to the next generation? Because, yes, you don't want to get married, but you probably father children without the commitment. Is that what I am supposed to think? Or just that they will stay? I'm going somewhere. That's why.
I take your point. Let's carry on.
Okay. So now, you, because of how laborious it is, you wouldn't want to get married because you hear very often women are complicated. You're trying to fix one, another one opens, and all of that. Okay. So because of the complication, you just do not want to entangle yourself, but you want to raise children. Now, yes, you have satisfied yourself by not wanting to because of how complicated it looks. But have you thought about the fatherhood of the child you have produced without you being present? And the society is dependent on well-formed children that need both the male and the female input in raising them. So at the end of the day, you are justified for not wanting to because this is too much. I'm not going to fix an adult. The adult fix herself. It's enough. All these throwing tantrums and feminism and all of that. I don't want it. But you see, leadership is invested on the male gender. And no leader, no male gender who is a leader will abandon his business or his career just because he's encountered difficulty. Whatever that man wants to achieve, he will make sure that he will go the extra mile. And whether bringing in people, bringing in professionals, whatever it will take to resolve whatever will jeopardize the end goal of the business.
Connected Minds Podcast.